Are we having fun yet?
Hey everyone, it's Taking It Down again this week. What is going on? We are the Alabama Takes Movies, Books, Music, and Television Podcast, but this is a bonus episode this week, free of charge. We won't charge you a dime for this. We just wanted to break down more songs. We had such a good time talking music and about the Rolling Stones top 500 list of songs. We really had the ball going. If you listen to our previous podcast, we talked about the top 20. We're going to pick it up there and talk a few more, not all 500. We'll talk a few more. And I appreciate you tuning in. If you're getting this episode for free in your podcast feed, but if you want to share it, that would be cool. And if you want to support our endeavors, go to thealabamatake.com, click on shop, and you can buy anything from our online store. You can also donate any amount you'd like. There are a few methods of doing that: Venmo, PayPal, as well as buy me a coffee. Any of those ways are very supportive, and we thank you very, very much for that. Christmas is coming, people. Daddy needs to buy his kids some shoes, okay?
Some Christmas shoes.
Christmas shoes, yeah.
Where does that fall on this Rolling Stone 500 list?
It is number 21. That's what a great segue.
Let's kick it off.
No. With me, of course, it's still Adam. It's still Donovan. We're just picking up right where we left off the other day. We're back together again. Yeah, we ran through the top 20. Go listen to our other podcast. You can hear our comments on that. Just a few things we'll do. We'll keep this short and sweet. Number 21, though, Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday.
Kind of surprised it wasn't higher.
Could be higher. Could be much higher.
Should be much higher. What a powerful, powerful song. And performance. It's spooky. It's relevant. It is
spooky.
Well performed. Just all around good stuff. I'm going to go through a few more of these, maybe through 25, and then I'll kind of open the door and we can talk about whatever you guys want to talk about in relation to this list. 22 is The Ronettes, Be My Baby.
It's another real classic.
Oh, man. Because even some of the stuff that we've already noted, like the Beach Boys stuff or the Beatles or whoever. I mean, they were like obsessively listening to the Spectre sound and trying to make. I mean, aren't there like stories about Brian Wilson pulling off to the side of the road when he heard the song for the first time?
So, are you saying that it's much more important and should be higher?
I'd put this one above Imagine for sure.
We're right back.
Well, I bet you'd put anything above Imagine. Number 23 is one of Donovan's favorite artists, if I'm not mistaken. It's David Bowie with Heroes.
Big thumbs up.
Yeah, is that his best song?
I don't know if this is his best song, but I think it's the one. It's his one, you know? This is the one that's going to make it the highest on the list. And it is a great song. He always, except for the albums where he gets bored halfway through, he always gives a good performance, unless he doesn't. But the performance is great. The track sound, the music backing him up,
Frip
is
on the guitar.
Classic. Do what?
Frip on the guitar, man. That sounds so good. This is one that gets me. You know how like there's songs that you would never pull up on Spotify because you've heard a billion times, but when you encounter them, they just sound electric. This is one of those for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know if it's his best song, but it's great.
I am just not a David Bowie guy. He doesn't
do a lot. No, you're a Blaine guy.
Yeah, what's that now?
I said you're a Blaine guy. David Bowie's somebody completely different.
He wasn't even David Bowie.
David Jones.
Yeah.
Davy Jones.
Anyway, his music has never done a ton for me, but Heroes is really good. 24, A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
Hmm.
Oh, can't believe this doesn't need to be swapped out with I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I would agree with that. This one's
they didn't
too
play
low.
Day in the Life, and they didn't play it on Ed Sullivan. That's the only reason.
They didn't play it anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's right.
25, Kanye West featuring Pusha T, Runaway.
Hmm. Well, I feel like we're still just in the dead center of our ongoing relationship with Kanye, right? Like, where's the legacy gonna fall on him?
I was gonna say this one. I feel like I'm a little too tired of Kanye to objectively comment on this.
This isn't his best song.
No.
So weird that it's
an odd choice.
It's not even his top 10, I think.
It's not even the best song on that album.
Oh no. It's so weird. This is one of those head scratchers. Anyway, that I wanted to get through the top 25 for sure, but ask me your questions. Give me your thoughts.
Let's just hear the next five. Let's keep it going. I'm having a good time.
Number 26, A Case of You, Joni Mitchell.
Okay.
I should listen to Joni Mitchell again.
I knew this was coming. I don't think any of us are Joni Mitchell fans. Are we?
No, not enough to feel strongly about this one way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it. I don't like Joni Mitchell. There.
He said it.
Just
what is it?
Yeah, I'll say what it is. I think that she, and I'm talking about her music. I think she writes her songs overly complex when they could be simplified and be good.
Okay, I see that.
I hope that's a fair assessment.
There's like adding a little trill in, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out clevers the impact.
Uh huh. And ruins the melody.
Is this why you wanted to cut it off at 25, so you didn't have to say anything bad about Joni Mitchell?
No, okay. I mean, I think I understand why a lot of people love her, and hey, that's awesome. She's not for me, though. 27. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dun, 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 dun. Am I doing it right? Am I giving it justice? Can you guess?
I thought you were going into Hey Ya again.
Oh, I didn't do it justice then. Number 27, Born to Run by The Boss. That's his first entry.
Should be higher.
Shit, that's a top 10, man.
Yeah.
That's his first, this is his highest. This is his highest song.
Yeah, 27.
Okay, 27. Gotcha.
Yeah. This is higher than Thunder Road, right?
I think so. We haven't hit.
Yeah. No, I mean, in your opinion.
Oh, in my opinion, yeah. Just for, Thunder Road is great. But this one is the one that kicks it all open, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kicks it off.
It literally sounds like something being kicked open. Feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
What should be the number one Bruce Springsteen song? What is his best song he's ever written? And why is it Racing in the Street?
Racing in the Street is real good.
Why is it Atlantic City, I guess? I think Born to Run is his best, maybe.
Yeah, it probably is.
I like the river too. Like if we're doing our own Bruce Springsteen, I would put on the river. I wonder if did that make it on here at all? I think that one
I don't think so.
Pretty good.
I don't think so.
And then a bunch of stuff from Nebraska is pretty good.
Since this is bonus content, we can get a little off the rails. Adam and Jeff and I. Hey Jeff, Adam and Jeff and I have a $1 million plan. So don't try to steal it, anyone. It's to have.
Unless you want to invest, then reach out.
Yeah, reach out for investment opportunities. It's to have a coffee shop called The River, where you can take a room and give yourself a lukewarm coffee enema.
It's important to me that it's lukewarm.
Well, you don't want to burn your asshole.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to injure myself.
My contribution to this is that it's a coffee shop / record store, but the only record that we have is The River, and it's only used copies in various states of disrepair.
Number 28.
Price to Move.
No, not at all.
Number 28, Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads.
That's a good one.
That feels like a solid 20s song.
Yep.
To me.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, a little low in the 20s. If you ask me, I might have bumped it up a little higher.
Can't argue with that.
Number 29, Nothing But a G Thing, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Does absolutely nothing for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, this song, I can still sing every lyric to this song.
It does absolutely nothing for me, unfortunately. I'm sorry that I have to reveal the various ways I'm broken.
Oh, dude, Joni Mitchell fans are going to be emailing me anyway, so we might as well include the Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg fans. Dude, in 1992, Nothing But a G Thing, oh, man.
So, Blaine, is this, for is, me. This should be in the 20s for you? This is appropriately placed?
I think it's a nice number 20.
Okay, it should be higher.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Man, it's awesome. That's an awesome song. And 30, which is where we're going to at least pause for a second. Absolutely not a number 30 song. Lord with Royals.
This one was, looking at this list, this was the one that made me go, really? 1 through 50.
There's some recency bias going on there.
Absolutely.
For sure. But that's a pretty great song. I think it came at a moment where it did a thing. I'm not going to say, if we're including Baggage, like we're assuming was included for Smells Like Teen Spirit, then the way that this song came out at the time that it came out, how sparse it sounded and how much it's influenced all of the pop music that's come after it, you got to give it a little nod, I think.
What, a top 30 nod?
Top 50.
I don't think I was as high on it. Top 50. Wow, you are. But you said this is including the Baggage. So
including Baggage. Yeah.
Including
yeah.
Baggage. That's fair. It's like, wow, you really like Lord.
Well, I mean, no Baggage, then The Laws, There She Goes, is number 1 through 10. So,
sure.
Of course, we have to include Baggage.
The most upsetting one, I think, just in my personal opinion, that was ranked the lowest, not one that was ranked high and didn't agree, comes at number 33 with Johnny B. Good by Chuck Berry. I mean, that is just top to bottom. That's a number 3 song, man. And it's at number 33.
That's tough. I mean,
you'd put that in the top 5?
I put it in number top 3, yeah.
Top 3, really, yeah.
Yeah, I would. So maybe if we were coming up with this list, it might be like a Rolling Stone and then maybe Respect. And then for me, I'd put Johnny B. Good right there. It's, I mean, my goodness. Contextually speaking, it's just amazing. It's something that was revealed that I'd forgotten. Comes at number 35 with Tutti Frutti, Little Richard.
Mm.
You guys know the original lyrics to this song?
I hope they're dirty.
Oh, bad.
Incredibly dirty.
Yeah, bad.
I don't know the original lyrics.
It's Tutti Frutti, good booty. If it don't fit, don't force it. You can grease it, make it easy. Yeah.
Wow.
What's he talking about?
What a fun song.
It is. Yeah, they're filthy. It's, oh, and the awap bop a luba, all that was originally awap bop a luba, good goddamn.
I love it.
I do too. I wish I could have heard the original version about the booty sex.
Wait, that's what it's about?
I mean, it's open for interpretation, I suppose. you got questions about anything? I don't want to run through the whole list. Give me your thoughts and questions.
My thoughts and questions. I thought Seven Nation Army was up a little high on this one too. Mm-hmm. Since I'm going to force you to just run through the list.
Yeah, it's
36. Where did it place? Oh, that's too high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. It does have a monumental place in music because you hear it in every stadium now.
Massive.
It is crazy that, I mean, if you had told Jack White when he came up with that riff that it was going to be like the jock anthem, jock jam, whatever, of the next 20 years. I mean, you can't even watch soccer on the weekend without the crowd singing it.
That's the wild thing where it's like,
it's
not just, it's that people are going to, like, spectators are going to break out in this. Yeah.
I mean, it's great chant stuff. Hard to deny.
It's obvious that, like, that something about that riff just gets stuck in your head.
Okay, Adam, since I don't think you have the list in front of you, Donovan might, but I don't think you do. Guess Radiohead's top entry.
Paranoid Android.
Idiotech.
I like it.
I do too.
I'm surprised, but
I love that song.
I thought it was going to be OK Computer stuff for sure. That's a great song. And that's another, if you want to talk about Baggage songs, like what came before and what came after,
mm-hmm.
that's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also pretty pleased with that pick. It's too low for me, if you ask me. It's down there at 48.
They should be higher for sure.
Swap out Lord with Radiohead.
Okay. That is a little absurd when you really start like pulling at the construction of the list and think like is someone implying that Lord is better than Radiohead? And I'm sure they would say no, but I don't know.
Yeah, we're not judging catalogs as a whole, so
that's true.
Okay, here's the most offensive one. Here's the most offensive one to me. Now, I've disagreed quite a bit and griped a little, especially with a top 10 entry you have to go back to the original podcast and listen. Number 50. You're going to tell me this is a top 50 song. Gasolina by Daddy Yankee. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know.
I'll be honest.
I'll go so far as to say that song
doesn't.
I never
heard this song.
This song is very much valid for an entry in our sister podcast, This Song Sucks. but yet they put it 50? Nah. Country music does not make the list very much. Very heavy on rock and rap, obviously. It is Rolling Stone, but at number 63, Jolene by Dolly Parton. I think that's the earliest entry that you could call flat-out country, I think.
Too low? Too high? That's probably too low. That's a great song.
It's a great song.
Is that better? Is Lords Royals better than it? I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
This is when it starts falling apart.
Yeah.
You just have to choose the one that you really disagree with as your benchmark, and then you, yeah.
It's like you're just
picking at the seams here.
Yeah. You know, the rest of these just sort of seem fairly okay. You might inch them up higher or lower, but... So they did give us a sneak into some of the art, two or three of the artists. I think you can go online and find more, but this was Megan Thee Stallion's top 10. Okay?
Here we go.
Megan, call us. Okay. Number one, international players anthem, I Choose You, UGK featuring Outkast. Number two, Back That Ass Up, Juvenile. This was her number two, people. Best song ever. Number two.
I deeply respect her putting that at number two.
Here's where it gets really funny, though. Number three, Savage. From herself, Megan Thee Stallion, and
nice.
Beyonce. Yeah, she's the number three, motherfuckers.
She's not greedy. She didn't say number one.
Yeah, number four, WAP from her and Cardi B. No problems.
No.
Now, here comes the curveball. Number five, Benny and the Jets from Elton John. Number six, My Humps from Black Eyed Peas. Seven, Take It Off, UGK. Eight, Look Back at Me, Trina featuring Killer Mike. Nine, Kitty Cat from Beyonce. 10, You Rock My World, Michael Jackson.
Sir Elton has really found himself an odd company there.
Yes, he has.
Surprised he didn't have a higher one.
His highest was 47, right, Rocket Man?
No, I think Tiny Dancer came in a little above, right?
Did Tiny Dancer come above that?
Oh, no, Tiny Dancer is 47, not Rocket Man.
Oh, I got it mixed up, sorry.
Is there a dramatic reading of Rocket Man anywhere on the list?
I only have my eyes on the top 100. That's the only songs that made it to print. You can go online and scrounge around for more, but...
Past a certain point, it's like number 500 through 100... are kind of all tied for last.
What was number 420? Anything hilarious?
Number 392 is Coldplay's Fix You. Let's see what 420 is.
It's probably Ripple.
Number 420 is The Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin'.
Yeah, that's not semi-appropriate, I guess.
Just beating out the Smiths, How Soon Is Now.
California Dreamin' may never recover from that Velvet Underground documentary.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I mean, it just got body slammed. Brutal.
So they diversified their contributors to the list. They got a lot more young people, I think it shows. Though, the top 10 are still a bunch of old songs, you know, relatively speaking. Get Your Freak On from 2001 is, I think, the newest of the bunch in the top 10, number 8. There you go, people. That's... Little bonus episode for you. Just us continuing to jabber on about the top 500. Well, really, the top 100 songs from Rolling Stone. Anything special we want to tell people that we just don't normally say in the usual show?
Oh, like this is where I put up my really terrible opinions?
Yeah, because nobody... Yeah, we bury this one.
Nobody's listening to this one.
Nah, except for Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Any Weezer in the top 500?
Oh, good shocker. Good question. Good question. No, they did not. I doubt they didn't make the top 100, which is all I had in front of me.
Donovan, I assume Pork and Beans is the top 100 somewhere.
Beverly Hills, I think, made 101. Well, that's it, guys. Yeah, nothing you want to add?
I feel like I'm opinioned out.
Yeah.
I think I am, too.
Hey, guys, keep listening.
Please.
We've got more opinions. We have to recharge our opinions, and we'll have even more for you.
Yeah, keep listening. Help us out a little if you want. Go to our online shop. Taking It Down, we'll be back with you Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for a little bonus episode. Talk to y'all later.